When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Patriotism has gone out of fashion. We seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our homeland with passion, but now we seem to shy away from it instead. I think it's time to hit the nail right on the head. This is a great country, a great country. So let's shout it clear and loud. Take a look in your history book, and you'll see why we should be proud. Hats off to America, the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
A great country, so let's shout it clear and loud. Take a look in your history book, and you'll see why we should be proud. Hats off to America, the home of the free and the brave. If this is
Irving Berlin says that ours is the finest flag to wave. Who am I to disagree with him? Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Memorial Day weekend hamlet of Southampton, New York. That was the cast of Irving Berlin's last show for Broadway, Mr. President, 1962, Robert Ryan, Nanette Fabre. And I thought it would be a good way into today's episode, which will celebrate not just Memorial Day weekend, but those great, loyal, patriotic servicemen and servicewomen who gave their lives for this country. This is a great country, as Irving Berlin said throughout his entire career. And one of the things that's interesting to me is the American musical has always been a place to celebrate our nation, good, bad, sometimes indifferent, and certainly the idea of the folks who went and fought for our country has been celebrated in a patriotic way, in a forceful way, in a moving way, in a comedic way for the last 100 years. So that's what we're going to look at today. And our theme is called Worth Fighting For. This is how the American musical has looked at America and those attributes of this great country that are worth fighting for. As again, we remember the servicemen and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great country. Well, the granddaddy of the American musical theater was also a flag-waving patriot. His religion was patriotism, and his passion was showbiz. And that, of course, is George M. Cohan. And we think of George M. Cohan as this towering figure who wrote songs like You're a Grand Old Flag and Over There and Mary and Harrigan and Yankee Doodle Dandy and Give My Regards to Broadway, on and on and on and on and on and on. He recorded probably a total of 24 minutes in his entire career. It's one of the things that drives us archivists a little batty. There isn't really a lot of George M. Cohan, but here is a recording from a live, I think, Bond event in shortly after World War I, for which he wrote this great song. And here is George M. Cohan himself to head off our Memorial Day weekend celebration of what was worth fighting for.
George is going to sing
the greatest American war song, "His Immortal Over There."
Over there, over there, send the word over there, that the eggs are coming, the eggs are coming, the drums are coming everywhere, so beware, say a prayer, send the word to beware, we'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back.
Sets my brain a-reeling when I listen to the music of a military band. Every tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of God.
Melody untiring, it's so inspiring.
Hurrah, hurrah, we join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love. The home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a ghost or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on that grand old flag.
Rally round the flag, let us rally round the flag.
We took the red from the flame of dawn, the dawn of a new nation. And the white was the white of the snow at Valley Forge. The blue was the blue of the free, open sky. And the stars were the 13 sisters by the sea who built their home and called it liberty.
To symbolize the spirit.
Right.
The spirit of freedom.
Right again.
The spirit that gives birth to America.
That's the spirit.
Thank you.
That, of course, was George M. Cohan's cinematic avatar, Jimmy Cagney, from Yankee Doodle Dandy, which just won every award in sight in 1944, I think, which summed up George M. Cohan's patriotism and passion and brought it to another generation. I think we know more about Jimmy Cagney as Cohan than we know about Cohan as Cohan. Interesting. Well, today's show is called Worth Fighting For, and let's take a look at the actual serving men who serve their country in a kind of interesting way. We'll sort of deconstruct some shows and add them up into a sort of different narrative. Let's see if it works. Well, the first thing, which may be unfortunate for some, is the induction notice, right? And believe it or not, there's an entire Broadway musical based around an induction notice to the Army. What would that be? Anybody know? Yes? You and back? Yes. Bye Bye Birdie, right? So Bye Bye Birdie is based on that actual event in Elvis Presley's life where he was inducted into the Army and said goodbye to all his undulating loyal fans across America. And they took that idea and they made it into a kind of satire of American values. Here is Dick Gauthier from the original production of Bye Bye Birdie saying goodbye to all those girls before he goes into the Army and throwing them one last kiss.
Oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. It never felt like this. No, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, give me one last kiss. Oh, one more time. Oh, baby, one more time. It really is sublime. Oh, honey, so sublime. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, give me one last kiss.
It's not boys' teeth. It's women!
Yeah!
It's boys' teeth. And women. We got sunlight on the sand. We got moonlight on the sea.
We got mangoes and bananas. We can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got dandy.
We get packages from home.
We get movies. We get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper and advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get lettuce doused with perfume. We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We got nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a day. Nothing.
We feel blue.
We feel lonely and in brief.
We feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good. Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day.
Thank you. Luther, you didn't happen to finish my laundry, did you?
Yes, Miss Forbush, I did it all last night.
Oh, you even do the pleats in my shorts.
Oh, pleats ain't hard.
Oh, pleats ain't hard!
How much, Luther?
Oh, no, not from you, Miss Forbush.
Gosh, you're a treasure. Goodbye, Luther. Hop, two, three, four.
She's a nice little girl, but some of them nurses, the officers can have her.
They got her.
Well, they can have them.
So suppose that they ain't bright or completely free from flaws.
Or as faithful as a bird dog or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for the things they've got.
Drinks like a day, and nothing thinks like a day, nothing acts like a day, or attracts like a day.
That was a crowd at Carnegie Hall giving it up to those lovely, loyal Seabees who just won a Damon. They were led by, can I say, our very own Alec Baldwin? Yes, a great fan of the station and a wonderful member of our East End community. So that's what happened when guys go off to war. They serve their country and they dream about what life was like back at home, understandably. Rarely captured better than in that number from South Pacific. Well, occasionally guys would get to come back and get what they called 24-hour leave. And we know of one great American musical that was all about 24-hour leave. And that, of course, was On the Town, which opened at the height of World War II in 1944, when things were about to turn a corner, but were not necessarily great for our American forces. And here are three sailors in town. Here's a number that was cut out of town because the show was running a little long and George Abbott, the director, got a little cranky. But it's a great number about a guy coming to New York just waiting for those dames that he's been dreaming about, perhaps in the South Pacific, perhaps in Italy, perhaps in on the Western Front. At any rate, Gaby's coming to town. This is from a concert album done for Deutsche Grammophon with Michael Tilson Thomas, gosh, about 20 years ago now. Anyway, Gaby's coming to town from On the Town.
You're pretty, I'm so tall and strong and witty, God's great gift to New York City. How's about a date tonight?
When a guy is feeling tender, he don't want no soda bender, what he craves is sweet surrender. How's about a date tonight?
Date tonight, date tonight.
Start buying breakfast dishes. How's about
birdies of a feather. We could make such tunes together as about a date tonight.
Date tonight, date tonight. Love it. Game is coming to town. He's on the town. Oh, take a dive and shout out for that lover, for that lover, for that lover. Game is coming to town. Game is coming to town. Game is coming to
Mr. Absent-minded, that's me. Just as forgetful as I can be. I've got the strangest sort of a mind. I'm always leaving something behind. I left my heart at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army routine, and every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start, and my heart's at the stage door canteen. I left it there with a girl named Eileen. I kept her serving donuts till all she had were gone. I sat there dunking donuts till she caught on. I must go back to the army. And every doughboy knows what that will mean. A soldier boy without a heart has two strikes on him from the start, and my heart's, and my heart's, and my heart's at the stage door canteen.
Well, obviously, being a sailor man or a serviceman coming to New York and meeting the girl of your dreams is an evanescent kind of fantasy. That's what On the Town is about. But that song was from This is the Army, 1942 Irving Berlin show that preceded On the Town, but had a very similar sentiment. And I don't know about you, but every time I see a girl named Eileen, like my friend Eileen Hume, I happen to think of that song. Well, no other song captured the poignancy of having to go back to war and serve your country and leaving things behind better than the penultimate number in On the Town, which is Some Other Time. It's the closing song in our broadcast every week, sung by Tony Bennett and played by Bill Evans. But here is Comden and Green and Nancy Walker and Chris Alexander, who were all more or less in the original production. Comden and Green, of course, wrote the book and the lyrics. This was recorded, it says the original cast album, it's not. It was recorded about 15 years after the show closed, but still poignant and one of the great songs written for the American musical, music by Leonard Bernstein, from On the Town.
24 can go so fast. You look around, the day has passed. When you're in love, time is precious stuff. Even a lifetime isn't enough. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. But let's be glad for what we've had. Time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.
Didn't get half my wishes. Never have seen you dry the dishes. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time. Can't satisfy my craving. Never have watched you while you're shaving. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.
Just when the fun's beginning, comes the final ending.
Haven't had time to wake up, seeing you there. Without your makeup, oh well, we'll catch up some
just
other
when
time.
The fun is starting.
Just when the fun is
coming,
the
time
for
parting.
Parting.
Let's be glad for
glad
what we have to
great songs of the American musical. Don't turn off your radio. Our show isn't finished. That's usually the song we put on the air as our play out. But we're looking today on Broadway to Main Street at the songs that made America worth fighting for. Songs from the American musical that honor servicemen and women and their contributions and sacrifices to this great country, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. And this is Larry Mazlin, your host, and my dad served in World War II. He was prepped for the invasion of Japan, which thankfully for him, for all of us, never happened. But he served his country, and his father served in World War I as an ambulance driver on the French front. So a long tradition here and something that I very much want to honor today. Well, the servicemen in World War II had to sort of come home and face a very changed world, which included, among other things, the rise of women in the workplace and the increasing integration of African Americans in the workplace, even though the Army was still segregated. And Harold Rome wrote a great show called Call Me Mister, obviously about the guys who came back and now were no longer private or sergeant or corporal or general, but misters. And here's a beautiful song led by a wonderful black singer named Lawrence Winters called Going Home Train, from Call Me Mister, 1946.
This train is a going home train, this train. This train is a going home train, this train. This train is a going home train, never more to roam train. This train is a going home train, this train. This train
back,
is a going
back,
home train,
back,
this
she's
train.
Going.
This train
back,
is a
quick back,
home
quick back, she's
train.
Blowing.
This train
quick back,
is a
quick back,
home
quick back, no slowing. This train is a going home train, this train.
Casey Jones, lead on that throttle stick. Make it fast, we wanna get there quick. Engineer, please let it roar. Wanna see that old familiar kitchen door.
Let me off at my station porter, please. Let me off at my station porter, please. Hope my old job is waiting when I finish celebrating. This train is going home train, this train. Let me off.
Going civilian from now on.
Let me off.
Going civilian from now on. There'll be nobody to shove me, no one below or above me. Show civilian from now on.
On to Washington, New Orleans, Kansas City, Siwash Junction, Goshen Falls, Tarrentown, Seattle, all points east, west, south, and north, up and down and back and forth this train. Get aboard, get aboard, get aboard, get aboard, get aboard.
This train is a going home train, never more to roam train. This train is a going home train, this train, this train, this train.
The willow that I used to climb may bend a little more. The paint may all be peeling off the front porch and the door. No matter what, I'm heading back and whistling as I go. For better or for worse, it's still the only home I know. The garden Mama used to tend may now be overgrown. Our friends and neighbors moved away to distant parts unknown. It could be no one's waiting there
to smile and say hello. Still my heart is yearning for
the only home I know.
The memories I left behind may all have turned to dust. A penny in a wishing well, copper turned to rust.
I can't remember why I left or what I hope to find.
I only know that more and more I'm back there in my mind.
A fireplace, a gentle face, a warm and friendly
song from the 1977 musical Shenandoah, this case about a young Confederate soldier who comes back wounded from the Civil War to his farm in Virginia. Memorial Day is a very interesting holiday. It originally started as Decoration Day and was celebrated, I think, separately by people in the South and people in the North, of course, who had ancestors in the Civil War. And I think around the 30s, it was brought together and then officially became Memorial Day in the 60s, where we honor all of our great Americans who gave the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Well, the Broadway musical celebrated those folks, of course, mostly in the 30s and 40s and into the 50s. The 60s, things became a little more difficult. It became a little difficult to coalesce around what war meant, especially the war in Vietnam. And we have a little moment of levity, which I think we need in this broadcast. Here's Alan Sherman to talk about what it was like to try to get out of that war. Great Alan Sherman, a song he wrote for recording. And then we'll segue into, obviously, the great anti-war musical of the 1960s, Hair. But first, My Son the Nut, Alan Sherman.
First you tell your draft board you're hooked on dope. You don't need the army because you've seen Bob Hope. Walk around the floor kind of nice and loose. Tell them your fiancé's name is Bruce. When they ask about your schooling, then you say that you studied under Cassius Clay. Then put some lipstick on when you're photographed. And that's what I call dodging the draft. Then you show the captain a note from Mom. Stand there while he reads it and suck your thumb. When he takes your family history, state with pride, Benedict Arnold was on my father's side. He'll hand you an IQ test, just look at it with gloom, then fold it like an airplane and sail it across the room. If they believe you don't know, you're far from your aft. That's what I call shirking your military responsibility. Clump around the floor like your feet are flat. When they ask about your hearing, just say, how's that? If the sergeant wants a cigarette, treat him right. Set fire to your draft card and offer him a light. When you see the eye chart, don't worry at all. Say, I'll be glad to read it. Just point me at the wall. And if the draft board acts in the usual way, you'll be what I call 1A.
follow the river. Where do I go? Follow the gulls. Where is the something? Where is the someone that tells me why I live and die? Where do I go? Follow the children. Where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song, follow the thunder, follow the neon in young lover's eyes, down to the gutter, up to the glitter, into the city where the truth lies. Where do I go? Follow the children. Where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song. Follow the thunder.
Was Gavin Creel, currently in She Loves Me, and the revival cast of Hair questioning what they might find worth dying for. Of course, that was the 60s. And Hair we think of as the great anti-war musical of the period, but 1776, which is a great patriotic musical, which came out the same year, 1969, questioned it as well. And war inevitably comes down to fighting and often dying for a cause. And no song for me more beautifully expressed that than the following number from the second half of 1776. Mama Look Sharp.
Mama, hey mama, come looking for me. I'm here in the meadow by the red maple tree. Mama, hey mama, look sharp, here I be. Hey, hey mama, look sharp. Them soldiers they fired, oh ma, did we run? But then we turned round and the battle begun. Then I went under, oh ma, am I done? My eyes are wide open, my face to the sky. Is that you I'm hearing in the tall grass nearby? Mama, come find me before I do. Believe them eyes that cannot see, and I'll bury you, my Billy, beneath the maple tree.
Well, it's been a privilege to celebrate this great country in our Memorial Day broadcast. I want to close with an extraordinary cantata written in 1939 called Ballad for Americans, sung by Paul Robeson, lyrics by John Latouche, music by Earl Robinson. It became sort of viral, this celebration of what America's about. And Bing Crosby recorded it, and it was sung at all sorts of political rallies in 1940. Please listen to it. It's 10 minutes long, but it really celebrates all the values of our country, some of which are getting rather tarnished and beaten up in this current presidential election. So give it a good listen. It's a wonderfully moving piece. And my son Miles is in the studio, and his great-grandfather served in World War I, and his grandfather served in World War II. And as Irving Berlin once said, what, Miles?
God bless America.
Perfect. Thank you, folks.
In '76, the sky was red, thunder rumbling overhead. Bad King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born. Old Sam put on a three-cornered hat, and in a Richmond church he sat, and Patrick Henry told him that, while America drew breath, it was liberty or death.
What kind of hat is a three-cornered hat?
Did they all believe in liberty in those days?
Nobody who was anybody believed it. Everybody who was anybody, they doubted it. Nobody had faith. Nobody, nobody but Washington, Tom Paine, Benjamin Franklin, Chaim Solomon, Crispus Attucks, Lafayette, nobody's.
Nobody's ran a tea party at Boston's.
Betsy Ross organized a sewing circle.
Yeah, Paul Revere had a horse race.
And a little ragged group believed it. And some gentlemen and ladies believed it. And some wise men and some fools. And I believed it too. And you know who I am.
Oh, who are you, mister?
Yeah, how come all this?
Well, I'll tell you. Now let me...
No, let us tell you!
a mighty fine idea.
Adopted unanimously in Congress, July 4th, 1776.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights.
And among these rights are life.
Yes, sir.
Liberty.
That's right.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Is that what they say?
The very words.
That sure does sound mighty fine.
Building a nation is awful tough. The people found are going rough. The 13 states weren't large enough, so they started to expand into the Western world.
Still nobody with anybody believed it. Everybody with anybody, they stayed at home. But Lewis and Clark and the pioneers, driven by hunger, haunted by fears, the Klondike miners and the 49ers, some wanted freedom and some wanted riches. Some liked to loaf while others dug ditches. And I believe it too, and you know who I am.
No, who are you, mister, anyway?
Well, I started to tell you.
Yes, mister, tell us who you are.
You see, I represent the whole of... That's it. That's the idea.
Old Abe Lincoln was thin and long. His heart was high and his faith was strong. But he hated oppression, he hated wrong. And he went down to his grave to free the slave.
November 19th, 1863, at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
And he was right. I believe that, too.
Gee, mister, we still don't know who you are.
Well, I've been trying to tell you. You see... There it is. They say when I am on my way.
Say, will you please tell us who you are?
What's your name, buddy?
Where you going?
Who are you?
Well, I'm everybody who's nobody. I'm the nobody who's everybody.
What's your racket? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an engineer, musician, street cleaner, carpenter, teacher.
How about a farmer?
Also.
Office clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Mechanic?
That's right.
Housewife?
Certainly.
Factory worker?
You said it.
Stenographer?
Uh-huh.
Beauty specialist?
Absolutely.
Bartender?
Positive.
Truck driver?
Definitely.
I have three sisters.
All of them I am, the et cetera, and the and so forth that do the work.
Now hold on here. What are you trying to give us?
Are you an American?
Am I an American? I'm just an Irish, Negro, Jewish, Italian, French, and English, Spanish, Russian, Chinese, Polish, Scotch, Hungarian, Litvak, Swedish, Finnish, Canadian, Greek, and Turk, and Czech, and double Czech American. And that ain't all. I was baptized Baptist, Methodist, Congregationalist, Lutheran, Atheist, Roman, Catholic, Orthodox, Jewish, Presbyterian, Seventh-day Adventist, Mormon, Quaker, Christian, Scientist, and lots more. Strong, our country's young, and her greatest songs are still unsung. From the plains and mountains we have sprung to keep the faith with those who went before.
We know anybody for anybody believe it. We anybody for everybody have no doubt.
Out of the cheating, out of the shouting, out of the murders and lynching, out of the windbags, the patriotic spouting, out of uncertainty and doubting, out of the carpet bag and the brass platoon, it will come again. Our marching song will come again. Deep as our valleys, high as our mountains, strong as the people who made it, for I have always believed it, and I believe it now, and you know who I am.
Who are you?
America!
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.